The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com. What's up, everyone? I want to tell you about a car that you are going to love. Check it out. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third row seating, I love that, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. So let's say you're ready to take the family on a camping trip or something like that. The Santa Fe is perfect for you. You've got all-wheel drive. You can load everyone up in the third row. It's time to start being adventurous, and you need the right car, and that's the Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
What a play! Can you believe this?
No, I can't.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Off to the races, and he stays on his feet.
This is going to go the distance.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
It's mailbag time, and a sad, somber mailbag. Our last mailbag of the season. Last one till next year at some point. And we welcome you. It's the weekend, and we're chilling, and I'm Adam with Dan and Jamie. Can't wait for this show. We've been waiting all week for the mailbag. That's how it is, just to get here. All right, what's up, guys? How are we doing?
Good.
Good.
Excited. Got a big weekend ahead, New Year's. You guys got good New Year's plans?
They're doing a show.
Okay. There we go. That's fun.
I did a poll on the live stream on Thursday night. Are you going to stay up until midnight on New Year's? And it was like 70% said yes. And I just don't care. And I was trying to explain that to Chris, because Chris is going to go to a party. Like, Chris, you don't have kids. I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Now, there is football that night. So, of course, I'll be up till midnight because, you know, the game is going to end at like 11:20. But otherwise, like, I'd be up anyway. I'm usually up late anyway, but I wouldn't care. I wouldn't.
Your kids, though, are at an age where, like, they don't really, I think maybe Andrew does, but understand, like, what New Year's Eve is. Like, my kids.
Yeah.
My younger one's the same age as Andrew, but my kids are like, oh, I want to stay up to me. Like, they get so excited about it, you know. So it'll be a struggle. Like,
I can't remember it ever, at least not in my lifetime, falling like this on a football Sunday. So it's kind of weird. And I've thought about that when I was invited to some plans and making my own plans. I'm like, I don't really want to be in this spot because that means I can't be watching football. And I know they're not going to have football on over there. So what am I going to do? Watch on my phone? And so I kind of maneuvered my plans around the idea that I'm probably just focusing on watching football that finals. I don't want to miss a football Sunday. It's just not how, like, you only get 18 of these until the playoffs.
Exactly. And then Monday should be great with the college game. So, all right, we got a lot of news, actually, that just come in. Injury updates for you. I lost two bets last week, so I look forward to paying up on those. I have to put a picture of Jamie behind me, and I have to watch a TV show that Dan will recommend. He's already thinking about it, so I hope make it good. Look at the Colts and Raiders game, and Michael Pittman practiced, but he still has not been cleared. So you start him if he's cleared. You don't start him if he doesn't play, is my advice. Zach Moss missed practice. So if you're nervous about Jonathan Taylor, maybe that'll make you feel better if Moss does not play. Colts cornerback Kenny Moore missed practice. I wouldn't usually bring this up, but they're already missing a starting safety, Julian Blackman, out for the season. And now Kenny Moore is missed practice. But the tweet I saw said, don't know why Moore missed practice. It'll be cleared up. So maybe it was an illness or something like that. Hopefully he can play. He plays every snap for them on defense. Josh Jacobs will be a game time decision. There's not much to react to right now. We're just kind of waiting to see. We've already laid out the scenarios. But I guess, Jamie, if Jacobs is a true game-time decision, maybe that means if he plays, he won't be 100%. So where do you think you'd rank him if he plays?
Probably still top 20. I mean, it's a very good matchup, as we've seen, you know, running backs against the Colts, you know, really since the Grover Stewart suspension. But, yeah, you got to be a little bit concerned. You know, not just the fact that he's may not be 100%, Zamir White's been great, you know, and so why would they not necessarily just give him some touches? So it could be messy, but I think if Jacobs is out there, you got to at least go with the hope of he's Josh Jacobs. And, you know, I hate these scenarios. I really do, because, you know, we've been burned by them so many times, but, you know, still the player going out there, you got to assume that he's going to be the player.
All right. Zay Flowers practiced, and that's good. He just got into practice today. Zach Taylor said, we'll see about Jamar Chase. So we'll see. And for the Dolphins, Jalen Waddle is out, but Mike McDaniel said he's not worried about Raheem Mostert. Dan, are you worried about Raheem Mostert?
Not worried about Raheem Mostert. Look, McDaniel has been pretty clear. I feel like he's been one of the better ones at giving accurate injury assessments. I feel like he, with Tyreek Hill, he was basically like, I'm not too worried about this, and Hill was back out there after a week. So I'm going to take his word at, and hopefully it pays off.
All right. And that's it for the news and notes for now. We'll get more as things go on. YouTube.com/fantasyfootballtoday. That's where you can watch our show. YouTube.com/fantasyfootballtoday. And that's where you can follow our live stream on Sunday morning, where we'll be answering your questions from 11:30 a.m. until kickoff, basically. So 11:30 a.m. Eastern. Join us there. YouTube.com/fantasyfootballtoday. It's time for our Apple Podcast questions. All right. This is from Devian Shu. I need two running backs, two wide receivers, and two flex. So two running backs, Bijan, Kamara, Breece Hall, start him, and Montgomery and Khalil Herbert. Yeah, no, it's not going to be that. So let's just say he didn't start Breece Hall. Hopefully he did. Give me two of Bijan, Kamara, and Montgomery.
Bijan and Kamara.
Yep, just looking at where I have them both ranked for this week, and I have them specific 10 spots ahead of the next guy. So, yeah, both of those two. Is this PPR, Adam, or no?
I don't know.
Okay. I think either way, I'd probably go with Kamara, but it's a little bit closer.
Oh, there's CEH in there, too. I'm sorry. Would you start CEH over?
No.
Okay. All right, give me two wide receivers. Kupp, Diggs, Higgins, DJ Moore, Jaden Reed.
Kupp is the easy one. And then if there's no Snead for the Chiefs and no Chase, I might go Higgins over Moore.
I think I'm going to go Diggs for my second receiver there.
But I would go Moore over Higgins right now.
All right. And then we need two flexes. So we've got David Montgomery, Khalil Herbert, Clyde. We got, Diggs, Moore, Higgins, Jaden Reed. Who jumps out at you there?
I'd go Montgomery and Higgins, because I have Diggs and Kupp as my two receivers.
Clyde 100% if there's no Pacheco. And
oh my God. For those who are not who are listening and not watching on YouTube, Adam just put up a picture of Jamie behind him like he promised. And it is a picture from a long time ago. Let's just say that.
I mean, look at this picture. This is one of Jamie's Facebook pictures. It's the most like, who puts this on Facebook? It's like a mugshot. But was it from work?
That was one of my mugshots for the site.
Yeah, so it's a work.
Can you move your head real quick, Adam, really, so I can see this? Oh my God, Jamie. How old are you in that pic?
I started working here at 30, so.
Okay.
He looks 18. He looks 18.
Jamie the kid, he does so look young, way younger this guy. Than 30.
Bless his heart. All right.
Bless his heart.
I'll put up a picture for real, but this one's like getting a little messed up with my background.
No, I'm going to send you a picture. I'll send you a picture.
All right, fine.
We don't have the back-to-back handy right now, but in my group chat yesterday, a few friends pointed out that Adam kind of looks like when Adam, if you guys have seen Adam's clean-shaven, you know, the one time he actually shaved and got himself together for that interview on CBS News, and he looks a lot like Joe Flacco in that. So there's a nice back-to-back of Adam and Flacco. We'll get it up on a future show.
You could just put your phone up to the camera. I bet we could see it.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember I tried that one time with the text? That was terrible.
All right. I'm sorry,
I would go with CEH and Diggs if there is Snead and or Chase. If there is no, I would actually take Higgins over Diggs. But CEH to me is an easy one if there is no Pacheco.
All right, we got Alpha Dave Mass here. It says Bills DST or Chiefs DST?
Bills.
Yeah, I'm Bills against Zappy and the Patriots.
We go see Zappy, James Conner, or Ezekiel Elliott, PPR from Alt 13.
Conner,
that one. Elliott. Yep, I'm going Connor as well.
All right, from a Toyota's a Toyota. Who do I sit in Superflex? Lamar Jackson, Tua, or Baker Mayfield?
Who do you sit?
Mm-hmm. You can only sit one.
I'm sorry, who is it? Was there on Lamar, Baker, and who?
Tua.
Tua. I'm sitting Baker against the Saints.
I think this question may have been from last week. I'm not 100% sure, but I'll read it anyway in case you advance to the final. So sit Tua. And then the Land of Erie says, I'm thankful for Jacob Gibbs. Because of him, I drafted Puka.
Nice.
And then he says, listen all year round. And that's great advice. You should listen all year round. And that's it for our Apple Podcast questions. Dan, entertain us. What do you got going on this weekend? Let's hear about these New Year's parties.
No, I got nothing special going on New Year's. I was thinking about going out to East Rutherford for like a comedy show. But then again, 7 o'clock start, doors open. I'm missing a lot of football.
You can do it. This is what you do. You get the NFL.com app on your phone. You watch Red Zone while you're waiting to get in. There's going to be, 3 or 4 4 o'clock games. You're fine. And then you miss the Packers-Vikings games. You're allowed.
Yeah, but there's fantasy implications in that one. It feels icky. I don't like it. So I'm going to just hang out with some friends and do something low-key instead of that.
Lame.
Nothing special. New Year's, I've never been a big New Year's guy. Let me make that clear. So one thing, I've worked on multiple New Year's. I used to work at a bar. I've worked twice on New Year's. I never was a guy who likes to go to that, let's go to the club and $250 a person. You get this and you get that and you open bar and this and this and this. Just never was me.
Love what he lists. I'm
unapologetic about it.
Dan listing things is not always great. Jamie, are you more excited for, you have to answer honestly here, football Sunday or college football Monday?
Football Sunday.
Yeah, me too.
College.
It's different
Monday.
When you don't have, a horse in the race.
Yeah. Well, I got a horse in that college football race, but it's not a team that I'm rooting for. It's something else, a little wager.
Oh, yeah.
A little wager.
That's still part of it, sure.
What's your wager?
God, I love Bama against Michigan this weekend. God, I love Bama.
What's the line?
I got it when it was 1. I don't know what it's moved to. I got it the day it came out when that matchup was announced, I got it. I think Bama is going to wipe the floor with them.
Really? Wow.
Yes. Nick Saban, you give him a month to prepare for J.J. McCarthy and that offense, just think he's going to crush him.
Oh, you better hope. I hope you're wrong, because I think the Giants are going to end up drafting McCarthy 5th.
No.
Jaden Daniels is going to go 3rd. First 3 picks are going to be quarterbacks, and then it's going to be McCarthy.
The Giants are going to have the 5th pick. It's going to be those 3 quarterbacks, Marvin Harrison off the board. Good job again, Giants. You got the 5th pick, and you missed out on all 4 people you want.
No, you guys are going to be fine. You get a left tackle, and you'll trade for Joe Flacco.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't trade for Joe Flacco, my goodness.
Joe Flacco's so good at football these days, it's unbelievable to watch.
All right, the Fantasy Cops are coming up, and we'll be right back on Fantasy Football Today.
Robert Half Research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we're back, and I'm looking for the Fantasy Cops music. There it is. It's only week 17. I'll figure out where that's located at some point. We've got your league disputes to settle right now. Fantasy Cops, here we go. This one is from Joe from a taco shop in central Pennsylvania. Okay.
That cannot be good tacos over there.
I knew. Why would you say something like that? You're such a snob.
I'm joking. Maybe somebody moved out there that knows how to make tacos, but central Pennsylvania tacos, on the surface, it doesn't sound so good to me.
All right. Dear Fantasy Cops, thank you for
I apologize. If it's your taco shop, by the way, I think now that I'm rereading this might be his or her taco shop.
Could be.
I'm sure they're great tacos. Let me get out there. Monday, I'll drive out there and I'll have some tacos. Okay.
Thank you for another season of regulation and helping keep fantasy leagues out there in order. It still seems, however, that one of the more common issues happening is the problem of trade vetoes. I was wondering if now that the season is essentially over, you could go back and give a couple quick examples, either from real life or fabricated, of trades that would be on the surface seem completely lopsided at one point that in the end worked out just fine. It blows me away how this is still a common line of thought and just how ridiculously confident managers are about certain trades in their leagues. For example, you could have traded Patrick Mahomes straight up for Joe Flacco off the couch in a 2QB league, and you would have clearly won that trade so far.
Yep. I had one where we do a three-headed committee to approve trades, and we really never say no, but this has gone on for a few years and it's just worked. So I traded because I didn't want to drop anyone. So I traded, and this is the keeper ramifications. I traded CJ Stroud, who could be kept, to one quarterback lead. CJ Stroud and Josh Palmer right after the Mike Williams injury for Michael Pittman. And it was, okay, you can keep CJ Stroud. I think Palmer was a keeper eligible player too for Pittman. And so I'm one of the three people on the committee. And one of the guys goes, I don't really love the trade, but I'm obviously not going to veto it. And Stroud went on that huge run. That was right before Stroud. Like, I think he had one good game, but then he blew up. And right at that time, the reason I traded Stroud was because I had Fields breaks his thumb. So in hindsight, and also, I'm sorry, but part of this, I had to drop, I had to make some drops. I dropped Rashee Rice, and the guy who I made the trade with picked up Rice. So he ended up getting Rice, Stroud, who Rice is a keeper, for Pittman. And in hindsight, I wish I never made any of those moves.
Yeah. Pittman was a great pickup. He's been,
He was awesome. Yeah. He was awesome. But the combination of Stroud and Rice would have been better for my team.
But Dan, I would have probably vetoed Mahomes for Flacco. I don't know if I would have vetoed that, but I think it's vetoable.
It's a good example of why it's not vetoable, though, because that's the whole point of why I don't like vetoes, because you are not the person who can decide how the rest of the season is going to play out. You cannot decide if
something. So who should have made the college football playoff? You think Florida State should have made it?
Oh, no, we're not going back to this.
It's exactly the same thing. You can't be the person.
Are we really going
decide?
Back to your horrible takes, Adam? I mean, God, you're exposed so poorly.
Everybody.
Remember when you told us that Detroit Lions were one of the four best teams that should be making it? Well, actually, now they're looking good.
Excuse me. I think that right now, if they win on Saturday, they are the four seed. Unless the Dolphins win, then it gets pretty tough.
Back to the veto thing. It's like, this is. You everything that this listener outlined is exactly why I'm against vetoing, because you cannot predict the future. When our dynasty league 2 years ago, when somebody traded Treylon Burks for Kyren Williams, everyone said it was the worst trade. And this is when Kyren was doing nothing. This was last year, early last year. Everyone said it was the worst trade ever. People were like, how did this guy even come up with the idea to trade this? And then the guy who accepted it, the Burks guy who got Burks, was like, dude, I didn't even offer this. I just got it offered to me. So I just hit accept. And everyone's like, all right, I guess we'll let it go through. But it's like unbelievably bad. Now it's the total opposite. Kyren Williams is so much better dynasty asset than Treylon Burks. So it's like, you just cannot predict these things. I hate vetoes. Unless there's collusion, count me out of all vetoes.
All right. From Corey, there was a problem with playoff seeding on an app, I'm not going to say which one it is. It's not our, not CBS, that had the round two matchups incorrect. And as a result, the incorrect teams in the championship. Last night, the app fixed it, and the GM that should have lost in round two had been kicked out. He was kicked out of the finals because he had the wrong matchup. He should not have won if the matchups were right. But he feels like it's too late to be changed. The app sets the incorrect semifinals matchups and the two teams advance. And then the app recently, within the last few days, fixes it and changes the finals matchup. So who should be in the championship?
Man, I've heard a lot of weak
takes.
Why
did it change the finals matchup?
Because it had the incorrect seeds playing each other.
The mistake and then it fixed itself.
Like, I'll just say.
Oh, so the previous round? The
previous round was wrong, but it corrected himself, I don't know, Tuesday or Wednesday of week 17. So if people are not following along, let's say Jamie and I and Dan and Dave were playing in the semifinals, and those were the matchups. Me versus Jamie, Dan versus Dave. I beat Jamie, Dan beat Dave. But really, I should have been playing against Dave, and Jamie should have been playing against Dan. And then the outcomes would have been different. Well, the app corrected itself in the middle of week 17 before the Thursday game and changed the finals matchups after the fact.
Yeah.
What do you mean, though?
Commissioner has to override it.
You want to go back to the wrong ones?
If that was what it said, that how you played it out, then you got to go with that.
Yes.
Wait, yes. What? Just because the app had it wrong, you want to go back to the – I'm on totally other –
No, the commissioner didn't fix it initially.
Well, I'm sure he was trying to, right?
I don't know if he realized.
If the commissioner before the matchup happened, before week 16, said this is wrong.
Yes.
However this plays out, the two highest scores are going to advance.
Okay.
Yeah, but
right, because that's essentially what it'd be.
I have no idea if that happened.
Communication from the commissioner at all in this? I mean, that's the thing. The commissioner screwed this up, I guess.
No, because the app screwed it up.
Yeah, the app screwed it up, and the commissioner has to just be like, all right, the app screwed it up. We're trying to get it fixed, but the real matchups are this and this.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about this a lot, like how much strategy goes into this about trying to block your opponent and all these things. Like, no, if the game was played and how it was set up in your league, you're stuck with that.
I guess so.
I don't know. Don't back down here, Dan, because we don't know that the commissioner said anything.
If the commissioner said something, that's completely different.
Right, right.
Yeah. I think you're right, Jamie. The commissioner did have to communicate. If the commissioner just went, whatever, play it out, see what happens, and then you're right, Jamie.
Like, how do you not know it's 1-4 and 2-3 or 1-6 and, you know, like, however the quarterfinals played itself out?
Thank God this isn't our app. This is a disaster on the app's fault, on the app's part. But I don't know. I just feel like it's weird if we have the wrong teams playing and then it fixes itself and then we're like, let's go back to having the wrong teams playing again. But I guess if he didn't say anything, you're stuck with it? Is that the take?
I don't know, man. I think.
I just feel like if I was in the position.
I agree with Jamie. I think you leave it as, unless the commissioner said something, but if it was just they were played out and then midweek, actually, you weren't even supposed to be playing that opponent. I think I leave it as is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If it's that late. Yeah, yeah.
So this is my guess, this probably happened. The commissioner, not in the playoffs or not in this matchup, sets the preseason as the site will handle the playoff matchups.
Yeah.
Didn't pay attention to it.
Yeah.
Didn't do anything. Didn't look. Then the two teams realized, wait a minute, this is wrong.
I don't know if anyone realized. What, do you agree with this? Jamie is such a purist from Ben.
Depends on the situation.
I don't really even know what that is based on.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think, though, like, if this is not, I would get rid of the commissioner.
Get rid of the commissioner, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta really pay attention. I mean, he's not paying attention. I agree with that.
That is not what a purist would do, by the way. That is harsh.
I mean, what is the job of a commissioner? To make sure that the league is running correctly.
True.
I guess, but if you put your trust in the technology, you know,
but you still could double check.
Right. And then you say, we know the app's screwing up, but this is the real matchup and we'll figure it out when we can figure it out.
Ironically, with the name Mr. Miyagi, kick everybody out of the league. I'll give you an example. So I commissioned, I think, like 7 or 8 leagues. And on Tuesday, I tried to go through and, you know, I checked all the matchups. I set all the matchups. I set the email, here's who's playing, but I didn't actually set the matchup in the league. And RJ, our coworker, he said, hey, you forgot to set the matchups. So we can easily make mistakes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It happens. Especially like, you know, some idiot like me who commissions more than one league. But you still have to do your due diligence and have at least some sort of, I'm not in the playoffs. It's not impacting me. I'm just making sure everything is run correctly. And so, you know, how did they not know when the game happened?
Yeah, like, I don't know, man.
The 4 participants. That's all. Yeah. That's on all of them.
All right. This next one is from Jesse. 16 team dynasty league. This is a little confusing, but player started in a legal lineup with no tight end when the playoffs started. It wasn't noticed until right before the second week of the playoffs. Sorry about that. Which was Christmas Eve. The post was made by another playoff team, but not an opponent. So he said, this guy's got an illegal lineup. The illegal lineup player contended that since the website allowed the lineup, it was legal. But the league bylaws are clear that it was illegal. All right, so he started a lineup with no tight end. Question one, illegal or legal? Question two, if illegal, retroactively change scores? If so, how? Question three, if illegal, appropriate punishment? I don't understand. Like I don't get it either.
Jesse
he said, wanted to start no tight end?
No, I think he screwed up, or maybe he didn't pick up somebody up, or maybe he just, there was no one to pick up. It's a dynasty league, sometimes 16 team. You probably don't have any tight ends that are worth starting.
And well, I mean,
dropping someone from your roster for. So
maybe
I think it's stupid to have a legal quote unquote, like a technically this is illegal. So now the whole lineup is screwed up. No, he didn't start a tight end. So what? He gets 0 points. We move on. I don't think you ever, what are we going to do? Negate the entire score of his team because he didn't start, because technically he missed one part of the legal rule.
Well, but like, you could be right that he didn't want to drop anyone in the dynasty league to pick up a tight end. That's
right. League bylaws are clear that it was illegal, it says.
Illegal.
Well, guess what? League bylaws need to change because it's a dynasty.
We're not changing their rules right now. We are going by their bylaws.
Okay, by your bylaws, fine. It's legal. Now, what do you want to do about it?
But again, bylaws claim
it's illegal, but they don't have any punishment for it?
But that's the thing I don't understand. Like, if the site is allowing the scores to register, why are you punishing that person for punishing themselves by getting a zero in their lineup? Like, he or she is making the conscious decision to take a zero there because they don't want to ruin their long-term roster. Right.
But if the rules say you have to start a tight end or every position, are you okay with that? Because I think it's kind of dirty.
What's dirty? Not starting a tight
end? Yeah, I think you have to make the tough roster decision.
If that's what it says in the rules, that, you know, the way you're reading it is they have to have a legal lineup.
Yes.
And I would understand legal lineup to be if the site allows the score to count. Like our site, for example, if you have an illegal lineup, you get a zero.
Right. But he says, Jamie, he says, league bylaws are clear that it was illegal. So I'm taking that to mean that there's something in the bylaws that say you have to have one of you have to have each position
the represented. Bylaws clearly are not aligned with the actual site.
So like your rules, Adam, in Baked Burger, you can't have you could not do this in our league.
Right. You couldn't do it. You
put somebody take somebody out of your lineup. Had to be somebody on an active NFL roster in your lineup, right? Correct? Yes.
You have to start
the deal, Dan, about cheating
active.
All time.
You have to be. You can't have an inactive.
No, Jamie.
No, unless you're Dan.
If that is the rule, then they have to have something like that. Then yes, it is illegal.
Well, now, what do you do about it, though?
So, I mean, I guess you.
I would give him a slap on the wrist and say, "Don't do it
me
again."
Too.
I wouldn't.
If this is the first time that has happened, yes, I think you say you have to. You have to have somebody in your lineup. But what was the outcome? Did they win?
They must have. I mean, they won at least one round. I don't know if they're in the finals or not.
I mean, on the flip side of that, kudos to them.
Yeah, right. All right, that's it for the Fantasy Cops. And there we go. Thank you very much. We'll keep reading Fantasy Cops stuff throughout the offseason. Email fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. Put Fantasy Cops in the subject line. Boy, I don't know if you just saw the email that just came in, Jamie. It said, Adam has rabbit ears. How sensitive. You sound like the weenie you are. This guy, I'm in a somewhat of an email fight with this guy.
Which guy?
His name is Wayne. And he emailed us last week, a few days ago. He emailed us 2 days ago. And the subject was votes. And he said, no votes. By the way, vote for us, sportspodcastawards.com, best fantasy and gaming. Fantasy betting and gaming.
That's male host.
No. Said no votes as long as Azer's on the show. He snarks that Bill Belichick was a good coach because of Brady. Brilliant. Reed is good because of Mahomes. Walsh was because Montana, etc. Every freaking show he says the dumbest bleep. I listen because Jamie, Dave, and Heath are good. Please find somebody who is competent. And this pissed me off. So I wrote him back because let me tell you something. I don't mind getting criticized for things that I said. I hate getting criticized for things that I didn't say. So I said, I did not say that. Maybe you need to listen better. I said, quote, he is the best coach of all time. Thanks for this ridiculous email, but you are completely wrong about what I said. And then he called me a weenie. So here we go.
Weenie. You handled that well. Way better than I handled the trolls.
I rarely respond but I really know, don't like right getting, move. I don't like when people call me out for things that I didn't say.
Same. So it's the worst feeling in the world when people say something that you said that you didn't
say.
I had somebody say
to me yesterday, that I should resign today because of where I ranked Joe Flacco.
Oh my gosh.
That's it. Call it a career. You missed the Flacco ranking. You can't come back from that.
Because I didn't rank the 38-year-old quarterback taking on the team that allows the fewest fantasy points without his best receiver high enough.
Right. Without high Cooper.
Enough. Didn't say sit him, by the way. Did not say sit him. I just didn't rank him high enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. I would love to know where that guy would have ranked him, you know? Probably lower than you.
Right. That's the whole thing. They could criticize you, but they don't have their rankings out anywhere.
Yeah.
I guess it is our job to rank them. But Office still, Depot. We're going to get some wrong. All right.
Office Depot here says, bye, Jamie. Good run. Yeah.
Are you hiring, by the way?
Accept your resignation. All right. Let's get to your emails. fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. Andrew has an email. Subject line is mailbag CEH. Would you start CEH in PPR over James Cook, or would you flex him over Kelsey or McBride?
I would not flex him over Kelsey or McBride. McBride. Actually, maybe I would. Yeah. Look, it's such a good spot. I mean, it really is. This again, assuming Pacheco's out. DJ Reader's absence for the Bengals has been glaring. Chandler. Monster game. Like, we'll find out about Chandler because it's another good matchup for him. But we saw last week he struggled in a tougher matchup against the Lions. And I know it's Clyde Edwards-Helaire. We've been burned by him many a time. But you go back to pre-Pacheco, and when he got opportunities, he was fairly successful. He was not as successful as, let's say, Pacheco has been. But with a struggling Mahomes right now, a struggling passing game, and just that gaping hole in the middle of that Bengals defense, like, it just feels like a layup. So, I would start CEH.
I think for me, I would probably still go CEH over Cook. I just know that I can't, no matter what, I can't bench Kelsey in this matchup because of how often Lou Anarumo, the Bengals DC, is going to play too high, and what we saw Pat Freiermuth do against that kind of defense already this year. I know they are specifically going to have stuff to stop Kelsey. It's not like they're just going to let him run amok, but that style of defense, it's based on having that too high look and having the middle of the field open. And if you have the middle field open as your defense, you don't play a lot of sit middle field close style, you know, one high, cover one, even cover a lot of cover three where you have someone in the middle field. It feels like Travis Kelce should eat against that style of defense. So that's the guy I want in my lineup no matter what. I'm still comfortable playing both Kelce and CEH. It just gets a little dicey because of how bad the Chiefs offense has been. And you're relying on two players in that offense. But given the matchup against New England for Cook, I'm fine doing it.
I wonder if they changed their approach, knowing that the Chiefs don't have. I know MVS can do it, but
yeah, anyone can stretch. Right,
players that stretch the field that they rely on.
True. I wonder too. True. I just feel like that defense is based on having that look, that two by look.
Yeah, totally.
All right, from Chad, pick a DST: the Bears, the Broncos, the Colts, or the Texans.
Ooh,
Texans for me.
Take a look real quick. Bears, Broncos, Colts.
I go in Broncos.
They're getting their
edge rusher back.
Benito.
Thank you.
Out of Oklahoma. I'll go Broncos too. It's close for me.
I like that Chad put the DSTs in alphabetical order. Bears, Broncos, Colts, Texans. Very nice of you. Thank you. From Scott, Superflex Dilemma. Two running backs and a Superflex spot. All right. Quarterback is dialed back a good ways. 1 point for every 30 yards and only 3 points for a passing touchdown. Hmm. So what are we doing here? He's got
Pollard. So basically you have to score two touchdowns for every one for a running back and receiver. It's interesting.
Pollard, Mostert, Chandler, Zamir White, Calvin Ridley, and Gardner Minshew. I don't know what he needs, though.
Can I bench Pollard to start Mostert and Chandler with the Superflex then becoming down between White if Jacobs is out, Ridley and Minshew?
There's so many names here. All right. First question. Would you bench Pollard to start Raheem Mostert or Ty Chandler?
Yes. I would start Mostert over those three out of those three.
I would, if Zamir White's in the equation, I would go with Mostert and Zamir White over Pollard and
if Jacobs is out, yeah.
And then what's your super flex? Are you going Pollard, Chandler, Ridley, or Gardner Minshew?
If Pittman plays, I would go with Minshew.
This is a
if Pittman is out, I might go Pollard. Now, you might not know that because of the Saturday game, but hopefully we get an answer on Pittman.
Yeah.
I think I'm going Minshew no matter what, personally. It is dialed back with 1 point for every 30 and 3 point, but it still is the most consistent scoring position.
This is from Jamal. 12-team PPR, two receivers, and a flex. If you want to know why he's in the finals, he's got Amon-Ra St. Brown, Puka Nacua, Stephon Diggs, Rashee Rice, wow, and Clyde and Zamir White. Am I benching Diggs for one of the Chiefs, Rice or Clyde?
I would. I mean, Rice's matchup, you know, you talk about this, and Dan, this kind of maybe plays into the defense here. They've been terrible against number one receivers, the Bengals have. I mean, look what Pickens did last week, 35 points. You had the two Vikings guys. They went off against them.
True.
It just feels like this is a easy setup for Rice with, you know, consistently getting 8+ targets in the last 5 games. And Diggs has been struggling. And CEH, again, the matchup's beautiful. So, yeah, I would sit Diggs for those guys.
Okay.
It's hard for me to rally against that either based on the matchups. I have a weird squeaky wheel feeling with Diggs, but it's mostly just a gut feeling. I'd rather go with the actual logic, and Jamie outlined the logic, so I'm good with going with the Chiefs.
Squeaky wheel.
Man, I hope it is for Diggs. You know, it's like the people that get to the championship game,
I know,
or, you know, take it back a week before, you know, with these guys that have been struggling and you're winning in spite of them. Like,
right,
you know, this is the perfect example. You know, got big game from St. Brown, big game from Puka. You know, who knows who else is on his team. And it's like, you know, you're dragging these star players to the finish line that have not been performing. You just want, like, wake up. give me one more game.
I mean, the thing with Diggs is, like, you could call it a squeaky wheel, but his target share in his last 5 games is 25%, 21.2%, which isn't so good, 27.5%, 31.3%, and 44.4%. Allen has thrown, I think, 36 passes in his last 2 games combined, so it's not a lot of targets, but he is getting a lot of the target share. He just has to play better. He just has to do more with it, and he has to be targeted downfield a little bit. I'm not saying throw a bomb to him, but how about 15, 20 yards downfield? Can we get something like that, you know? Hasn't really been a lot of that for Diggs. All right, moving on to a super flex question from Shane. We need to sit 4 of this group. It's super flex and it's half PPR. We don't have to worry about the super flex, though, because he's got Tua and Flacco. Good job on Flacco. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right, you need to pick 4, basically. Rank your favorite 4 here. Metcalf, Diggs, Swift, Barkley, Hubbard, Achan. There were more players, but one's Cooper and one's Waddle, so you don't have to worry about that. So give me 4 out of 6. Metcalf, Diggs, Swift, Barkley, Hubbard, Waddle, or Hubbard, Achan.
What's the format?
Half PPR.
Super flex, too.
Yeah, but like I said, it doesn't matter.
Metcalf, Diggs, Hubbard, and
Swift. Barkley for me.
Swift for Jamie.
Oh, Swift, yeah.
So you're going Hubbard over Barkley?
Yeah, as long as he's healthy.
Actually, I'm going Barkley and Swift and benching Hubbard.
Yeah, me too. Boy, Jamie's being very bold on Saquon Barkley this week, Dan.
It's
very
a brutal bold matchup, man. It really is.
I don't blame him.
They've been awesome.
I do personally think Tyrod helps Barkley as fantasy value immensely, though. Personally.
Yeah, I do too. I don't know about immensely, but he helps.
DeVito was so freaking bad the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, he was. From Randy, I'm waiting for Flacco to do that, but it's not happening.
No, Flacco can throw a football. That's the difference.
He can. He can throw it to the other team, too. From Randy.
He throws a lot of picks, but he also just rips seeds. Like, some of the throws he made to Njoku last night were like, I looked at it and I'm like, and I watched a couple of the film this morning on it, and I'm like, honestly, I don't know if I could name 5 or 6 quarterbacks who can make some of these throws. Now, again, that means he also throws the picks and he's slower and he's not perfect, but he's also, he allows you as a coach. This is why people are so confused, I think, on the Flacco thing. Cause it's like the Browns had 3 quarterbacks in here and then Flacco. And to me, Flacco has been by far the best. I don't know how you guys feel. Maybe Watson
of course
had a stretch that was like decent, I guess. And it's like, why? How is this possible? Because my Jets fan friend was like, I watched 10 games of Flacco last year. He's worse than Zach Wilson. He was worse than. I'm like, sometimes coaching can change everything. Like, Flacco has a specific skill set, and you could design your offense around that skill set. More intermediate throws, more play action that's designed for deep shots and to get leaking tight ends and things like that out into the intermediate ranges of the field. And they're designing a good offense that fits his skill set. And right now, I don't think that many quarterbacks can actually operate that offense because they don't have the arm talent that Flacco has, personally.
Did you see that he's already now in six games, 33rd?
In what?
Most passing yards.
Oh, my God.
And he's 18 yards away from passing Baker Mayfield. I mean,
I did see the crazy. You want to hear an even crazier Joe Flacco stat?
Yeah.
And this might not be true, but I think it's true. Because I didn't fact check it. Someone will need to fact check. So maybe Adam. In his just this December games, Joe Flacco, just this December, he has as many passing touchdowns as Kenny Pickett in his entire career.
Oh, my gosh. I got some news updates here, actually, big ones. Jacoby Brissett is questionable to play with a hamstring injury. So would you sit Terry McLaurin if it's Sam Howell?
I would still start him in three receiver leagues, but this is a huge downgrade. Downgrade.
Isaiah Pacheco is practicing and Clyde Edwards-Helaire is not practicing.
Wow. Okay.
So forget everything we said about Clyde Edwards-Helaire on the show, I guess.
No, just put Chiefs running back there.
Chiefs running back.
Yeah, monitor it. Right.
Legarius Sneed not practicing and left tackle Donovan Smith. I don't think Sneed's going to play. I mean, that's three straight not missed practices. Clyde's a different story because it's an illness, but that's a big deal. Okay, and Mason Rudolph's going to start for the Steelers. All right, Randy needs three receivers in PPR. Lamb, Evans, Rice, Diggs, Pittman, Collins. This is really hard. Lamb is an easy one. So let's get two of Evans, Rice, Diggs, Pittman, Collins.
Evans and Pittman for me, assuming Pittman plays. If Pittman is out, I would go Rice and Evans.
Mm. I'm going to go Evans and Rice.
Come on, Jamie. I thought we were on Nico here.
Nico's a little behind those guys. I love Nico, but he's
also Diggs is in this mix, which is crazy, but I still would bench him. This is such a good, so many good options here. Lamb, Evans, Rice for me.
It's almost like, you know, it's funny because like you almost want to take some of this out of the, out of your hand. So like you almost want Pittman to sit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. 100%.
Makes it easy for you.
All right. This is from Travis. Jamie asked for the starting quarterbacks in championships. I have to decide between Tua and Derek Carr. My opponent is starting Jake Browning. Do you guys go with Tua or Carr?
Carr.
Yeah, the matchup. I'll go with Carr because of the matchup.
Vroom, no Waddle. Vroom. And it's Carr. Well, I lost Howell, so I had to do another sound effect. Jacob is in a 12-team PPR league.
Derek Carr's been in the NFL for like 40 years, and you haven't said that one.
I know. And he was the guy who said Derek Carr can lead Washington to a championship.
That's right. Again, hate being criticized for things I never said.
Just to be clear, I'm goading Adam. He never said that. But he did say that he would help that team, I think.
And this is what I was going for. Uncle Slayer says, Adam, that was so unfunny. It was the funniest thing I've ever heard. That's exactly
classic,
what I was going
classic,
for.
Classic, yep.
Yeah, you know? 12-team PPR league. I have to start two receivers, two running backs, and two flexes. Here's my current lineup. Should I change anything? Okay, on his bench, he has Zay Flowers, Roschon Johnson, Noah Brown, Wicks, and Chase Brown. In his lineup, he has Lamb, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jerome Ford, nice work, Jalen Warren, Puka Nacua, and Rashee Rice. So I'll make it easy. Should he bench Jalen Warren? That's the only one. No, you can't do it. No. You're good. Your lineup's good. You're not going to bench Jalen Warren for Roschon Johnson or Chase Brown, right?
No, I can't. The only thing I would consider here, well, no, you can't actually because it's a flex. So no, I'm completely good right here. The only, like, I'm not benching any of those four receivers. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of if you have any movement on the running back.
P.S. Adam, listen to Dan with his TV show suggestions. Yeah. Fargo is amazing, and so is The Wire.
I like this guy.
Dan, listen to Adam with his movie suggestions. He's seen more great movies than you think. So I'd be excited to watch anything he recommends.
It's fair. All his recommendations so far have been good recommendations. Still owe him Matchstick Men, half of that movie. I've seen like 40 minutes of it.
So it gets so good.
And I owe him Just Friends.
Yeah. All right.
But I will rate all four once I'm done. And I'm assuming Matchstick Men will be my favorite of the four based on what I look for in movies.
Well, it's the four. Just Friends, Christmas Vacation, Matchstick Men, and?
Die Hard. Die Hard.
Oh, Die Hard. Okay.
Die Hard is the best.
And not for me, though. Like, for other people, yes, I'm not an action guy. So it's not like I'm just never been an action movie guy. I like thinking movies. I like that type of stuff.
Yeah, well, that's what you get when you leave the stick in the burger. All right, we'll be right back.
By the way, I continue to get messages from people, pictures sent to me on Twitter that you guys are tagging as well, of big burgers, big messy burgers with avocado on it, bacon, lettuce, all sorts of toppings. Let's just take the stick out and go fill willy-nilly. Oh, everything's falling out, sliding out. It's all right. I'll just use my hands and disgustingly put it back on the burger, take the bun off and put it back together. Or I can keep it together the entire time with the stick.
I think that if I were blindfolded, I could eat that type of burger without everything falling apart. I just don't. But all right. Anyway,
acting like that doesn't happen. It happens. Everyone knows it happens. We're gonna take a break. You've had messy food before.
I said I was going to tell a bad story. If you really want to hear it, Jamie, I'll tell the bad story. Or we.
I gotta go soon. They're gonna call me for HQ.
All right, we gotta read the YouTube comments. We'll be right back on Fantasy Football Today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, wait, you want to hear this bad story?
Yeah,
bad story.
It's a legendary story in my family. But Dave was telling us, Dave was talking about Nico Collins today and the cornerback on Tennessee who's going to be covering him. And he said something like, he's a lot bigger than this guy. And it triggered something in from my childhood.
Okay.
It's really not a good story. But if you just think about, I don't know. If you knew my dad, anyway, my dad volunteered to coach my basketball team because I think I was late for signups. And this was a way to get me in the league. So I got in the league. He's coaching a team. He should not be a basketball coach. He's got a very basic understanding of sport. No, he's a sports guy, but not a guy who should be coaching basketball, right? So there was a kid on our team, Gene. He was our best player, and I was guarding him in practice. And I don't know, he took a jump shot or something and he missed. And my dad stops practice. This quote has been like, we've been saying this quote for like 20 years now, more than that. He stops practice to like tell Gene. He's like, Gene, he's like, you're bigger than Adam, you're faster than Adam, and you can jump higher than Adam. He's like, you should be taking the ball to the hoop. Like, he just destroys me in front of the whole team. And we've been saying that forever. And Dave reminded me of that this morning with
the nice trigger.
That wasn't a bad story. That was funny. I liked it.
Yeah, I met Adam's dad.
Closer than Adam. You should be door destroying Adam right in front of his son.
I met Adam's dad once. We told this story a long time ago. When Adam moved to New York, I took his couch.
Okay.
I bought his couch from him and I went to go pick it up at his parents' house because he already moved it from his apartment to his parents' house. And so ring the doorbell. His dad comes to the door. I said, hey, Jamie, I work with Adam here to pick up the couch. Didn't say a word to me. Just walked away.
No, what? Come on, really? What? I believe that. I believe that. And then Dave.
What do you mean?
Dave
you
met
that?
Him.
And then Adam's mom came to the door. I was like, oh, hey, how are you? You know, very sweet.
Yeah.
I was like, what happened
with your dad? Why did he do that?
He's just really quiet. He's just really quiet. And it was the middle of the day.
Quiet,
and he was working.
Okay, quiet or is he curmudgeon-y? They're different. There's a
no,
big
he's
difference.
Not curmudgeon-y at all. He's just okay. He's
just,
quiet.
Just like a.
And then I also heard a story about Adam's dad from a mutual friend of ours that he used to drive Adam and a couple of friends, neighbors to school and forgot that they were in the car and drove them to work.
Yeah, carpool king. It's so carpool funny. King. All right. Anyway, let's get some YouTube comments here.
I love that. I think the best part of this story was Adam's dad just staring blankly at Jamie and just turning around and coming back into the house.
I don't think that's what happened, though. Anyway, let's get two running backs here at non-PPR. A Raiders running back, James Cook, David Montgomery, or Clyde if Pacheco is out. Non-PPR. Montgomery.
CEH. And Montgomery.
And what if Pacheco is in?
Then Cook and Montgomery.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm with that.
Kincaid, Tucker Kraft, or Gerald Everett?
Everett.
Kraft for me. Actually, no, I'm sorry. Everett with stick is, you have to play him. Everett.
I got good news. I got good news and bad news. What do you want first?
Bad news, always. Always go good news, but bad news or good news. Are you guys, like, here's a quick question. When you guys get a plate full of food, right? Do you eat the best thing first or last?
I did that today. I had a chicken sandwich with French fries from last night. Okay. I was eating the leftovers. Great chicken sandwich. Got avocado on it. Got some barbecue sauce.
Did you have a stick?
What?
No stick.
Hold the hell on. That was going to be a good chicken sandwich until you said you barbecue and avocado. Barbecue sauce.
Oh, it's great.
No, it's a good combo. It's called the Kickin' Chicken at the Mount Kisco Diner. I got it without bacon, though.
Barbecue sauce. And first of all, why did you take the bacon off?
Because I'm trying to be a little healthy here. I'm trying to be a little healthy here, Dan.
You're eating a chicken sandwich with real bread, chicken, barbecue sauce, and you're just claiming you're trying to be healthy. Yeah. Throw the bacon on. It's not going to make a difference at that point.
Anyway, what I did was, like, leftover heated up fries next day, they're okay.
Never
they're
good.
Not great. Nope. They're okay. I ate them kind of the same, but the last few bites were the chicken. I always save the last few bites are going to be the best one.
So you're on team me. You save the best for last.
Team you. Yeah, that's what. Team me. That's what it's called. Team Dan. The people, anybody who does that is Team Dan.
By the way, there was a very funny comment. I forgot who said it, but when we were talking about the burger stick, somebody asked, does Dan bring his own sticks to the restaurant?
The ones that don't hand it out.
All right. So the good news and the bad news is, the bad news is Zach Moss is out. It was actually good news. Sorry. It's good news for Jonathan Taylor. The even better news is that Michael Pittman is going to play. He cleared the concussion protocol.
Ooh, Pittman.
I am. Yes. Adam is the leftovers king. I absolutely am. Every time I get takeout, I get it in mind with two meals. This is going to be two meals.
Smart.
Thank you.
You're like my in-laws.
Yeah, it is smart. And it's good portion control. Half PPR, pick two. Zamir White, David Montgomery. Now remember, Josh Jacobs is a game time decision. Zamir White, Montgomery, Pacheco, Devontae Smith.
Based on what we know right now, I would say you got to play Montgomery.
Yes.
Because of the uncertainty, what's going on with the Chiefs and the Raiders backfield, because they play Saturday.
I'm not benching Smith though in PPR either.
Well, it's half PPR.
Half PPR. Sorry.
I would play Montgomery unless we get news on the Raiders and Chiefs backfields. If we do get news on the Raiders and Chiefs backfield, Pacheco is my favorite of this group by far, by a mile. So I would play Pacheco.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would probably go with, if it's no Jacobs, I'd go Zamir.
It's funny how benign comment can set Dan into rant mode. I love it. This is the charm.
I'm always on full tilt rant mode. Yes, I can be talking to a rant very easily. Speaking of Adam, you mentioned before you buy a meal and then you split it into two, essentially, for like the leftovers plus the meal. And you're like, oh, it's good portion control. I was thinking about it. No wonder you're 133 pounds. You order a meal and you eat like half of it and then use the next for your next meal.
But that's weird though, because like you always boasted how you could eat a whole pizza.
Yeah, no.
A whole what?
A pizza. I could eat.
You're not a kind of guy who can eat a whole pizza by any means whatsoever.
Dan, let's meet in the city. I'll eat a whole pizza.
You are not the kind of guy who can eat a whole pizza.
So a 16-inch pizza, you can eat the whole thing.
That's like a normal 8-slice pizza? If I were really hungry, I've done it before.
Eaten a whole pizza before?
Probably over the course of an hour. I'll come back for some, yeah. But if I were hungry, I'd
eat
five.
I think I'm going to be in the New York, New Jersey area at some point, I'll say by the end of February.
Okay.
We'll all meet. We'll go for pizza. And we're going to put Adam to the test.
Yeah, all right. I mean, New York pizza is usually pretty thin, so.
Zach, if you're listening, no. We'll get a famous raise. We'll get like a thick, no, that's
famous raise? No, let's just go to Sparrow's.
No. It's a different famous raise. I'm talking about the one in Verona, New Jersey.
Have you ever heard the Heath Dave pizza story in New York?
I have. They took him to Sparrow's.
No, it's like the equivalent of Sparrow's.
Yeah. I can't believe that. There's so many good places. And then now Heath's like, oh, New York pizza's horrible. It's like, yeah. He took you to the worst. He didn't give you New York pizza.
I love Dan's impression voice, and I've been working on it. So it's like,
Dan, pizza's horrible. It's terrible. It's never specific to anyone. It's always the same voice. It's a
generic impression voice. Okay, I need two. Zeke, Chandler, Javonte Williams, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Zeke and Clyde, if Pacheco's out.
If Pacheco's out, I'm not benching Clyde.
Zeke and
Chandler or Zeke to me.
Chandler. I would go with Zeke and CEH if he's in, and Zeke and Chandler if Pacheco's in. Boys, I got to run. It's been fun.
All right.
Bye, Jamie.
Thank you, Jamie. Oh, Jamie has to run.
Gotta go. Bye.
Alex says Jared Stidham over Easton Stick and Devontae Adams or DJ Moore. I'm going to go Stidham and Adams.
Stidham for sure for me. I'll start there.
Stardom, Stidham.
Stidham and then Adams.
Stardom or Stidham? No?
Stidham. Yeah, no, I saw what you
it's
were doing.
It's a funny teammate. It's a good teammate.
Entertained. It was not funny at all.
No. Superflex half PPR. Likely KJ Osborne. Mahalo.
Likely.
Yeah, he says Mahalo. You must be in Hawaii. That's awesome for you. Yeah, likely for me. Keenan Allen and I don't know if Allen will play. Okay, you're obviously responding to somebody
in the chat. Thinking about, by the way, with the pizza thing, Adam.
What's that?
Have you ever seen the show Review?
No.
It's an incredibly underrated show. I think it's on Paramount, by the way.
Am I going to have to watch? Is this going to be the show I have to watch?
It might be. Okay. It might be. I'm debating. There's a lot of, but this is not, it doesn't fit your criteria of wanting a drama. It's a comedy.
Okay.
So in the show, it's about a guy. It's for those out there. I'm going to do a quick review of this. A quick review of the show review. It's about a guy called Forrest. You'll recognize the actor immediately. The whole base of the show is he's the host of a TV show called Review, and anyone can send in anything they want to be reviewed. And he's so crazy that he'll do it. Okay. So like one episode, somebody sent him a thing. They're like, "Hey Forrest, what would it be like to eat 16 pancakes?" So he goes to the diner and like slops through 16 pancakes and like talks through his experience and like he's throwing up in the parking lot. And it's like,
that's a good premise.
There's a twist at the end of the show because there's three things he reviews on each episode. And one of them was the 16 pancakes. The second one was divorce.
What?
Yes, and he goes through divorcing his wife. And then there's a third one that's just so freaking funny, and it ties everything together. So I don't want to give it away, but it reminded me, when you were thinking of you eating a full pizza, I feel like you'd be Forrest in that, where you would just be just devastated going through those last few bites and then throwing up in the parking lot.
Kitchen Toothbrush says Mount Kisco Diner. Yeah, so that is basically, it's where I got the chicken sandwich from last night. It is amazing. It's a very upscale diner. So it's,
when you go to like a diner, Adam, what is it like? Like a 46-minute drive away from the farm to get to anywhere, you know, with like lights on.
I don't live in Sleepy Hollow anymore. Okay, I live in Mount Kisco, and I go to the Mount Kisco diner.
Living in farmland?
There's a farm right behind me, actually.
Do you just, you're like a farm magnet, Adam.
I had a deer in my yard the other day. I have had turkeys in my yard.
Can you think of two people who would be worse farmhands than Adam and me?
Oh gosh, what a buddy comedy that would be.
It would be devastating.
All right, let's read some more questions here. PPR, one running back and one flex. Ken Walker, Zamir White, DK Metcalf, Gabe Davis, no. And DeMarcus Robinson. Dude. All right, Metcalf for sure.
Metcalf's the obvious one. I think it's Walker for me. I just like the explosive play option, optimability. I know it's, I mean, look, if Jacobs doesn't play, it's White. So just let me start by saying that.
Yeah, right. No, I agree. I would go Metcalf and Walker if Jacobs plays, and I would go Metcalf and White if Jacobs doesn't.
Sure. Fair. It's easy.
All right. Let's see. Adam puts French fries in his sandwich. No, I don't. I'm not into that.
I do that sometimes, and it is a great move. But let me say something about the French fries in the sandwich. It's good, but what's better is a cold cut sandwich with chips in it.
That does sound good.
You don't do that?
I don't really eat cold cuts.
Gotta start doing that.
Very bad for you.
Well, you be careful who you're saying, given sponsors that potentially be on the show. But as I've been told in the past,
they're my absolute favorite. I love cold cuts. Not my favorite, but
you were joking. You were going the opposite.
No. I really try to avoid them, but they are so good and very hard to avoid.
So I've heard and read about how bad they are for you, and it scares me because my dad eats a cold cut sandwich for lunch every single day.
Yeah.
So it's a little scary to think about. But you could also go the Italian deli style and just have like a chicken cutlet sandwich. That can't be that bad for you. No. Just bread and chicken.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's, you just criticized me for eating that earlier because I had avocado and barbecue on it. But that's what I had. No, I had bread and chicken. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. All right. PPR, James Cook, Jonathan Taylor, Bijan Robinson, or Michael Pittman. Holy cow.
One? Only pick one?
I'm going Pittman.
Taylor, right?
I'm going Pittman.
You're going Pittman.
The guy has been absolutely unstoppable.
Zach Moss out, though?
It's a really tough matchup, though. The Falcons give up. The Raiders, they've been really good against running backs.
They're so good against a run lately.
I'm not sure that I buy it, to be honest with you. I feel like it's been a little matchup-y. But Taylor hasn't run that well.
They destroyed the Chiefs.
Yeah, but the Chiefs don't have a great run game. I mean,
true.
Yeah, it's not fair. Pacheco's been pretty good. All right, I'm going Pittman, but he is injured. So if you don't want to go Pittman, I'd go Taylor. David Montgomery or Javonte Williams in half PPR. Easy Montgomery for me. Pick two is our last. What's that?
I'm just personally like probably not benching Montgomery. I'm just going to start with a blanket statement. If I have Montgomery on my team, he'll play. He gets touchdowns almost every week. He'll be in my lineups. But go on.
Ty Chandler, David Montgomery, Zeke, and Clyde. Pick two.
Monty, because I just made the case for that. And CEH, as long as what's-his-name doesn't play, and that's Pacheco. By what's-his-name, I mean Pacheco. Everyone knows his name. I don't know why I said what's-his-name. And then, also, if he does play Pacheco, I will play Zeke and Monty.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, that's it for the mailbags, folks. What a fun year we've had. Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you so much for listening and putting up with us on these Saturdays. I know we get a little goofy on the mailbags, but I hope most of you enjoy it. I certainly did. It's really a fun show. So anyway, Dan, thanks. You know, Dan's not really even, it's not even his job to be on the shows. So anytime he's on the shows, he's doing more work. So I appreciate you doing that, Dan. I really do.
Well, thank you for saying that, but just to bring it back to the reality is I love being on the show. It may not be like technically part of my job, Adam, but it's my favorite part of what we do and what I do. So I'm happy you gave me this opportunity. I enjoyed a lot. I hope people like my light banter and my ribbing of Adam. And eventually we will find out if he can eat this whole pizza. We will find out a lot of things about Adam. And most importantly, if he has any kind of athleticism whatsoever.
And for the record, I did not. I think you said letting you on. That is not what happened. My boss has forced me to have you on completely against my will. So anyway, have a good weekend, everybody. And a happy new year. See you later.
Happy new year.
Friday, TV's hottest show is Fire Country.
I'm not a hero. I'm in orange for a reason.
They're taking 12 months off your sentence. You're free.
Lady.
With a special epic season finale.
Now that I'm out, I need something to get me up in the morning.
You are a firefighter.
Used to be.
That will be unforgettable.
In the name of your life's happiness, go get your girl.
She's getting married tomorrow.
Says, when do you let anything get in the way of what you want?
The Fire Country season finale, Friday, 9/8 Central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.